So I recommend that to use ChatGPT for your content, that you create a 30-day content plan with the focus on the pain points, desires, and mindset traps that people in your ideal audience fall into. You create a powerful hook or headline. You can create a few on your own, and maybe you ask chat to improve upon them. That's a great use of ChatGPT. Now, this is where you come in. You need to create the paradigm shift that your ideal client just doesn't see. So creating a paradigm shift for your clients to see their challenge or see the solution in a new light that brings them an insight and says, oh my God, I've never thought about it that way.
Welcome to Life After Corporate, your ultimate guide for making the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur. I'm Deb Boulanger, entrepreneur, executive leader, and founder of the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. This is your time to break through the glass ceiling once and for all and get your ticket to the C-suite. Come back each week to get the leading strategies, advice, and tools that will give you the skills and confidence you need to replace your corporate paycheck. Are you ready? Let's go.
Hey, my friend, Deb Boulanger here after a brief summer respite over here on Eastern Long Island. I'm excited to be back in my director's seat and having a conversation with you today about how I'm using AI to grow my business. AI is everywhere. It's on everyone's newsfeed. It's on every social platform. You're likely being pitched with new tools on a daily basis. And by now, you've probably tried ChatGPT and you have an opinion on whether it's good or bad, whether it works or it doesn't work for you. And what I want to share with you today is that there is a learning curve in using AI. And I thought it would be helpful for you if I shared how I'm using AI tools in my business and how I'm working with clients to incorporate AI to create greater efficiencies in their marketing, as well as being more effective in their content creation. And last week, I had a call with clients in the Launch Lab. And when I opened up the subject of AI, everyone had said, oh, some variation of, oh, I've tried it and it didn't work. Or I tried it, but I got crappy results. And I know that there are some nuances to how you use the tools. And after I did a demonstration for them on various things to use AI for, and I'll describe five ways I'm using AI in my business in this conversation, they were blown away. They said, I've been doing it all wrong, and now I'm super excited, given the instruction that you just gave us, to go back and try again. And no, I didn't create this episode with AI. This is all me just talking to you, but I love my AI tools, and I use them daily. And we are having some guests come on the show who are AI experts. So stay tuned for this channel if you are looking to learn more about how to use AI in your business, because we are going to be having this conversation going forward quite a bit. And so make sure you follow the show and start tuning back in each week to stay up to date on the latest with sales, marketing, funding. And soon we'll be talking about your strategy for the next year and all things products, pricing, and the next level of you. The next level of you is probably the most important aspect of how you show up each day. Whether you're on track to meet your goals, whether you're ahead or falling behind, mastering your inner game is the key to meteoric success in your business and your bank account. And in the next week, starting September 11th, through the 15th, I'm hosting a mini business accelerator for established coaches and consultants, regardless of where you are on the revenue spectrum. So this five-day experience is called Crack the Code to Reliable Revenues. It is designed to get you to a simple and easy to implement marketing and sales system that creates consistent cash flow in your business. And part of that training will be your CEO mindset, because nothing gets easy and reliable until you get your head on straight. So we'll put the link to register for that in show notes. If you're on my mailing list, you're likely starting to get the invitations already. If you're following us on LinkedIn, you've probably seen some posts about it. We're getting very, very excited. There's some new content here. I'm making time in my schedule to create the new presentation notes for you. There'll be a brand new workbook, so be sure to check it out and reserve your spot. And if you can't see the show notes, the URL to get there is thegreatdoover.com/code, C-O-D-E, thegreatdoover.com/code. And we already have more than 50 people registered, and we'll probably have well over 100 by the time we air this episode. So let's talk AI. I hope to see you there, because there's so much that we share in those trainings, and you have the opportunity to ask me all sorts of questions. And sure, we can talk about how AI fits in with your business strategy as well. So there are 5 ways I am using AI in my business. With clients in the Launch Lab, we've introduced AI tools for market research, both in addressing the competitive landscape for how other competitors are positioning themselves in the market and packaging and pricing their services, but also what's missing in the market in terms of opportunities where you could serve an unmet need that your prospective clients have. And another way we're using AI is to do the heavy lifting on that market research analysis that clients do as part of our Launch Lab experience. So you don't want to build out your programming in a vacuum. You want to build solutions around the most pressing needs your clients have that aren't being served. And the only way to find out what the ideal solution might be is to have conversations with real potential buyers. Those conversations are the foundation of your launch strategy. You learn everything in those conversations. You learn what their primary pain points are, their deepest desires, what they've tried, what's worked for them and what hasn't, and what the ideal solution looks like to them. Being masterful in that conversation is everything. And we have used AI to create a great discussion guide for those conversations. Getting to the heart of the unmet needs of your client audience and brainstorming solutions to meet those needs is an art as well as a science. Like everything in AI, great outputs depend on great, intelligent inputs. And I pride myself on being a great market research professional. And in the past, I was told that I had a secret skill that not many people had, and I still do believe that. But now I can supercharge my natural ability by using AI, and I'm loving it. And we also use ChatGPT to analyze the results of those interviews, to spot the patterns and take the first stab at building out the ideal solution. So not only does this save a ton of time and bring incredible efficiencies into the process of doing market research, it brings better results. So Chat, and I'll use Chat here to talk about ChatGPT. So Chat can pick up the nuances that you might miss. It does a better job of prioritizing the most frequently mentioned challenges or opportunities, and it can pull direct verbatim quotes from your transcripts. And that's the secret gold of getting into the head of your ideal client and using those to create compelling, scroll-stopping content. Great headlines, great sales pages, great lead magnets, great social posts, you name it. Getting into the head of your ideal client, and going to jump ahead for a minute. When I used ChatGPT to enhance some of the LinkedIn posts that I was making, the first comment to our very first post was, "Deb, get out of my head." And I had to smile, because that's our intention. That's what we want. We want people to say, "Hey, what are you doing in my head?" And yes, we use Chat to create content. A few of my Launch Lab clients were saying, you know, "I tried ChatGPT. I didn't get any good results." And the trick is, without a good prompt to get ChatGPT's juices flowing, your results will be watered down and very generic, and perhaps even plagiarized from some other source. So I recommend that to use ChatGPT for your content, that you create a 30-day content plan with the focus on the pain points, desires, and mindset traps that people in your ideal audience fall into. You create a powerful hook or headline. You can create a few on your own, and maybe you ask Chat to improve upon them. That's a great use of ChatGPT. Now, this is where you come in. You need to create the paradigm shift that your ideal client just doesn't see. So frequently, clients will think that they have an A problem when their problem is really B. And they're looking in all the wrong places for their solution because they're defining their problem wrong. So creating a paradigm shift for your clients to see their challenge or see the solution in a new light that brings them an insight and says, oh my God, I've never thought about it that way. So if you want some examples of that, head on over to my LinkedIn feed. I've been using chat to assist with creating some ideal length LinkedIn posts with a powerful hook or headline, a metaphor, a paradigm shift, and a call to action. And so, for example, one of my most popular posts in the last week was Entrepreneurship is the New Feminist Movement. It was my LinkedIn newsletter for last week, and I enlisted the help of ChatGPT to condense transcripts from four of my podcast episodes into a 1,500-word LinkedIn article. And it was pretty perfect right out of the gate and needed only limited editing. And to have done that by hand, editing four or five different transcripts would have taken me hours, if not more than a day, to get done. And literally, once I uploaded the transcripts into chat, it took minutes to create the first draft of this LinkedIn article. So for entrepreneurs who have limited time, and we all know that in today's market, communication with your ideal client audience is very, very content heavy. You have to create a lot of content to have this online conversation with your ideal clients. Spending an hour or two with chat to create my newsletter and five other posts for LinkedIn drove my engagement up on that platform by 40% in the last week in August. So again, creating really great prompts is what will get you really great output. And if you feel your marketing lacks pizzazz, reach out to me in an email or private message. We have a done in a day marketing content creation plan that will not only get you months worth of content, but I'll teach you my content creation framework so that you can become a top rated marketer. And over time, this will impact your sales success as you're magnetizing your ideal client audience with how you think. This is true thought leadership. You want to lead in your category with thought-provoking content. So that's three ways we use AI. Number one, to create tools for our market research. Two, to analyze the results. Three, to use those results to create compelling content. Now, we're also using AI to create compelling landing pages and high-converting lead magnets. So once you become a master prompt creator, it's easy to let AI help you create compelling landing pages, sales pages, webinar opt-ins, and opt-in pages for lead magnets, which are your free offers. So taking the transcripts from five or six podcast episodes, I used AI to create an ebook. It's currently 5,000 words, and it's ready for me to edit and turn into a compelling free download for you. It's called Life After Corporate, and the subtitle is Entrepreneurship is the New Feminist Movement. And once I edit it, I'll hand it over to our graphic designer to format that book, and we'll then create a landing page, likely with the aid of AI, so that you can download it. And something that would have taken at least a day or more is complete within a few hours. And the fifth way we're using AI is in market analysis to support new product development. As you change, as the world changes, the economy, business priorities, and markets are shifting, there are always new opportunities and new competitors who arrive on the scene. And I remember being in sales early in my career and selling services for an IT consultant. And I remember I kept hearing, we use Gartner for that. And Gartner was an up-and-coming startup that had turned into a global leader in IT advisory services. And I ended up working at that company for over, nearly 20 years. I think it was like 19 years and 10 months. And you too have big companies or bigger players who may have an established reputation and track record. So by looking at their websites, their landing pages, their digital marketing assets, using a web plugin to ChatGPT, you can determine who their ideal client is. You can see how they're positioning themselves in the market, the problems they solve, and where there is emerging demand that might be missing. So as an example, most business coaches focus on the tactics and mechanics of how to launch and grow a business and ignore the psychological challenges of entrepreneurs. So success as an entrepreneur is 20% skill set. You can always learn new skills, or you can always hire people to augment your team that have skills that are missing in your team portfolio. But 80% of your success is how you think about who you are and how you show up in the market. Yet most business coaches miss the opportunity to coach you on the mindset shifts that need to happen to allow that success in. Most of you listening to this podcast get in your own way. And you heard from Tracy Litt earlier this season about how to expand your capacity to take in more wealth, to take in more goodness, how you can overcome the past patterning that is habit forming so that you can show up in a new way and do things differently and create different results. That's all mindset. It's not about learning the latest new thing for social media. It's not about following someone else's cookie cutter formula for how to do XYZ. And you can probably identify your own mindset traps that you fall into. Might be perfectionism or procrastination or imposter syndrome, resistance. Maybe it's overgiving. Maybe you're playing small. Maybe there's an invisible plexiglass wall that you can't even name that prevents you from earning and doing what you most want in your heart of hearts. My differentiator is that I'm bilingual in mindset and skill set, and the skill set required to be successful as an entrepreneur. And that's a huge differentiator for me, as well as my 27 years in corporate. But, you know, let's get back to AI. So AI can help you identify what's missing in your markets, what your competitors are focusing on, and what your ideal clients might be needing that no one is delivering right now. And that's your golden opportunity. So my friends, if you have been feeling judgy about using AI and letting your ego get in the way of letting your AI assistants, you know, think of them as assistants on your team, actually tools and people who can help you be more effective and efficient in your marketing and your product development. So just let it go. Let the judginess of it just go, because it's all about the inputs that you give the tools that create the level of output that you desire. So join me September 11th through 15th for our mini business accelerator. We're diving deep into all things sales, marketing, and mindset. And you know, I will give you great insight and practical advice you can use now to grow your business. And I look forward to seeing you there. Look for that link in the show notes. Look for the link, or just reach out to me in email or direct message and say, Deb, I want to be there September 11th. Send me the link to sign up and we will get that over to you right away. And keep tuning in. We have more AI experts to share with you so that you can rise above the noise with powerful and provocative content and service offerings that position you in a league of your own. And so tune in to our next episode. We have the co-founders of Automate to Elevate joining us. Lauren Shaw and Lauren Capwell are joining us on our next episode. You are going to learn so much from them. You should be transcribing these episodes and taking notes so that you can follow along and actually implement the advice that we're sharing with you on this show. So that's it for Life After Corporate for today, my friends. I look forward to seeing you next time. And certainly, I would love to see your face, your beautiful face, in the Zoom room on September 11th for Crack the Code to Reliable Revenues. See you soon.
Thanks for listening, my friend. If you enjoyed this show, please head over to iTunes and subscribe and leave us a review. And be sure to hop over to the Life After Corporate Facebook group and join other growing entrepreneurs to get weekly tips on how to create more money and meaning doing work you love.